Ted signaled his forceful reentry into American political life to his colleagues when in December 1968 he ran for Senate Whip, the second-ranking leadership position. Ted defeated the incumbent, Senator Russell Long of Louisiana, largely because his Democratic colleagues knew that Ted's constituents lay not only in Massachusetts, but in their states as well. The victory only increased the talk about Ted running for president in 1972 against the incumbent Richard Nixon, and few knew what a troubled, dangerous life Ted was living and the chances he was taking with his family name and legacy. He had had any number of short-lived liaisons over the years, but for the first time he had fallen in love. During the last days of Bobby's campaigning, Ted had met an exquisite blonde Austrian woman who combined the high style of a European jet-setter with a subtle cultured mind and was fluent in several languages. Unlike most of the women he had known, she was a challenge to his boyish nonchalance. Her name was Helga Wagner, and when he met her, she was estranged from her oil tycoon husband. Ted called her constantly, wrote her letters, and even introduced her to other family members. As Ted continued his passionate affair, he tried to be a worthy head of the family. In December, when Ethel gave birth to her and Bobby's 11th child, Rory Elizabeth, he was in the operating room, wearing a smock and mask, and for a moment almost passed out. And he was with Ethel, driving her home from the hospital.